Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Believers face a lot of hostility in Myanmar, but in spite of it, miracles are happening. We'll share one of those today. And then, do you want to make a difference in someone's life this Christmas? Stay tuned. We've got a story just for you. But let's start today in Asia, where Myanmar is facing harsh international criticism for its persecution of the Muslim Rohingya. But what's less known is the fierce persecution that Christians also suffer in Myanmar. World Mission's Greg Kelly explains.
The persecution that they face there is different. It's in the form of Buddhism. It's very aggressive and violent towards Christians.
Kelly shares the story of a family in Myanmar who accepted Christ. The local Buddhist priest gathered a mob to surround this family in their house. The parents shielded their kids as the mob pelted the house with huge rocks all night.
When the sun came up and the villagers came expecting to see 9 corpses, they found people who were coming out of that home. And they said, "We forgive you." And that supernatural gesture of forgiving people who tried to kill you the night before had 4 people receive Jesus.
So pray strength for the persecuted Christians in Myanmar to be supernatural witnesses in Jesus' name. Next, Russia has a new law in the mix, one that some claim could be an endorsement of the Russian Orthodox Church. Sharing more about the Education to Patriotism law, Slava Gospel Association's Joel Griffith.
From what I'm able to understand, it hasn't really yet been introduced yet. It may be introduced on New Year's Day, and some analysts are looking at it, and they're saying that basically the intent of this is to foster nationalism in education. You could call that, increased patriotism. Or just, defending the Russian state, that sort of thing. I think moral issues are connected with this to some extent, or at least the education of it.
It seems the law is less about religion and more about encouraging patriotism. It also could be just another way for Russia to distinguish itself from Western culture.
With this, along with other initiatives that come up, I just think we need to be careful until we actually see what gets passed, what gets signed, what provisions are in it, and we'll see there what the actual impacts may be. But thankfully, we haven't seen a huge amount of things that are impacting the churches we serve.
Get the details on the new law and how to keep praying for the Russian church at missionnews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News. The hashtag MeToo movement is bringing important conversations to light. But what about those who are unable to tell their stories? For over 150 million vulnerable kids, sexual abuse, prostitution, human trafficking, and forced labor are everyday realities. Rivercross, a ministry of Transworld Radio, is bringing hope to these kids by providing audio dramas that point to the redeeming work of Christ. The newest one? Jabota Bridge, centering on a caregiver's interactions with orphans. Cindy Finley, a global ministry director for Rivercross, explains a little more.
All of the kids are kids who have been orphaned or are on the street and experiencing war, are refugees, and then it's just the stories of these kids, and we deal with the brutal realities that they experience, except we do it through the lens of gospel hope.
Rivercross is opening doors to the gospel for kids who are in desperate situations. Rivercross created a hashtag #ThemToo campaign to raise money and spread the word. To find your place in the story, go to missionnews.org. And finally, Christmas is just around the corner, and AMG International is marking the season with a supplementary gift to their sponsored kids. These bundles of love are given out during Christmas celebrations around the world, and it's not too late to get involved.
It's a very special Christmas present that reminds them in a very tangible way that there are people who care for them and love them.
That's Tasos Ioannidis of AMG. He explains that these gifts contain items specific to each child's particular needs, and the celebrations include family and community members, so everybody gets to hear the gospel. Please pray.
Pray, of course, that as the children receive these gifts and as the messages are presented in the special celebrations, that we will be able to present the gospel very clearly to others that are there and that people will respond to the message of the gospel.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is giving away the book In My Father's House by Ruth Dynecker Erdell. These are stories that are written by a woman for a woman to help you in your faith walk. Get your free copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.